Welcome back to Focus on the Community. I'm your host, Minister HT. Today's segment is a community informational spotlight. Today we're focusing on Fix It, Don't Nick It. Americans' veterans deserve a strong VA and not an outsourcing voucher. Now, the veterans' healthcare system still has major problems. Wait times are excessive, as many facilities and poor-performing employees are rarely held accountable. Too many veterans wait too long to receive the benefits that they've earned. The scandal of the last couple of years have eroded the trust of many veterans, and VA must continue to prove that it is up to the task of serving those who have nobly served their nation. Now, the American Legion was instrumental in the creation of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and veterans have served their country, and the U.S. government has an obligation to make them whole. When veterans are able to access the VA system, most are impressed by the quality of care. From prosthetics to PTSD treatments, only the VA truly understands the post-military journey that veterans experience. Now, the leader of the nation's largest veterans organization has both been a critic and a champion of the Department of Veterans Affairs. American Legion's national commander, Dale Burnett, explains why his organization believes the VA is still a system worth saving. Good morning, Commander Burnett.
Minister HT, it's good to be here with you today, and thank you for that great introduction.
My pleasure, my friend. Now, after all the well-publicized scandals and problems, why does the American Legion believe the VA is still needed?
Well, the American Legion was instrumental in beginning the concept of the VA. We know that veterans have unique healthcare concerns, and the VA is probably on the cutting edge of several of those, and especially in PTSD, TBI, as well as some signature wounds that are related to military service. We believe it's a system worth saving. We believe that the VA should provide a positive veteran-centered experience when they receive their health care. And we are committed to holding the VA accountable to the veteran. And when we find that there is an employee that is not performing a veteran-centered responsibility, we're going to hold them to task. And we're working closely with the VA in order to try to address those issues in those areas where we can improve the service to our veterans. In fact, tomorrow I'll be coming from Atlanta up to Washington, D.C. to meet with Secretary Bob McDonald to discuss ways that we can improve the VA healthcare system. But we truly believe it's a system worth saving. We believe it needs to be improved in some areas, and we're committed to doing what we can for our veterans.
Awesome. Now, Commander, what role should choice in outsourcing veterans' health care play?
Well, the reason that we came up with choice was if a veteran comes in and a service is not available within a reasonable amount of time, and the time that was given was 30 days, then that veteran ought to have the opportunity to receive that care, if available, from an outside source. And that's a great concept. Unfortunately, we're finding that we've had some problems with the choice program, and we're trying to work through those problems. One of the problems I'm going to bring up to the Secretary tomorrow is the payment to our providers. The industry standard in this area is that 80% of the payments should be made to those providers that we outsource within 30 days. However, as I've visited multiple VA facilities around the country, it's probably closer to 25 to 30%. That's totally unacceptable. And what happens is many of those providers opt not to do business with the VA because they're not being paid in a timely manner. That's unacceptable. And we're gonna talk to the VA secretary tomorrow when I come to D.C. For a visit.
Okay, now, Commander, what can veterans receive, excuse me, how can veterans receive assistance when navigating the VA system?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Minister H.T. We have a group of service officers. Now, I want to make very clear that you don't have to be a member of the American Legion in order to receive assistance through our service officers. And there are other veteran service organizations as other than the American Legion that provide this service. Sometimes it's complicated to get enrolled into the VA healthcare system. Sometimes there's issues that come up. Your best friend will be that local service officer. Now, we have a listing of those on our website. If you go to legion.org and you go to service officer provider, you can find a listing in your local community or just contact a local American Legion post, and I bet you they can get you in contact with the service officer. But it's so vital to do that because they can help you. And their first and foremost priority is the veteran and helping them navigate the VA healthcare system.
Right. And then due to the fact that they know the system, they help make the navigating that much easier in regards to the veteran. He's kind of like, especially if it's the first time in trying to get some kind of service, he's like in limbo.
Oh, absolutely. And they're trained and they're certified, and they can just help so much. And what will happen, and the end result will be a packet that will be fully developed. It will be accurate the first time. It will cut down the amount of time it takes to process. And it also will be more accurate and more oriented, and they are trained to ask the right questions of the veterans, so we get it right the first time. That helps the VA. That helps the veteran. It makes the experience better. That's not perfect. The system is not perfect, and we'll continue to work on the amount of time to get our VA claims through the system, to get enrolled. That's areas that we are constantly working to improve it. But I will guarantee you that those service officers will put that veteran first.
Exactly. And like I always like to tell our listeners, I'm not perfect, but I am striving for perfection, and I'm still a work in progress. And we can say the same thing in regards to the VA. But we also can say, when we've got folks such as you, Commander, working that force and speaking to Washington, we look for things to improve.
Well, Minister H.T., I tell you, you know, our veterans have sacrificed so much, and we made a sacred bond between our nation and those people who put on that uniform and put themselves in harm's way in order to protect our freedoms. We need to look after those folks, and I'm committed, and I'm passionate about it, about looking out for our veterans. And I thank you and others like you in our communities that fight on behalf of veterans to ensure they get the best health care possible, because they so richly deserve that bond that we made between the veteran and this great country.
I totally agree. One more time, Commander, for that website.
Legion.org.
Don't get any easier than that. Commander, we truly appreciate you advocating on behalf of the veterans and the VA. Keep doing what you do, sir.
Well, thank you. And you keep working hard on behalf of our veterans. And by the way, I was in Baltimore, and I went to your Maryland Veterans Center that's in Baltimore. And I will tell you, they are doing a great job to change the life of homeless veterans and making them to productive members of society. And they do a great job. And I will tell you, that's a great program you got there in the Baltimore area.
And I totally would agree, sir. It is a really good facility.
Well, thank you so much again for all you do.
All right. You keep you the same, sir, as you heard it here on the morning show.